Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I got off to a slower start than we wanted to. Feeling like we were chasing the game, trying to play catch up a little bit there and couldn't close the gap, quite honestly. So too many three and outs early in the game, too many second and longs, third and longs offensively. Gave up in the run game early that led to their first touchdown. And
that is Bills head coach Sean McDermott from yesterday speaking with the media. And yeah, they got into a hole early. And I do not think this Bills team is built to come back from a deficit. They are built to get on you early, get into the run game, and force you to throw a lot. And when they get put in that spot, they struggle.
What a weird evolution it has been from there. But, you know, sometimes things are not all the way back yet. But you know what is? Tailgate Trivia is back. And it's presented by Total Sports Enterprises Buffalo. Listen during every Bills game for your chance to call in, answer the trivia question, and win autographed Bills merch. Courtesy of TSE Buffalo. That's on every Bills game day during countdown to kickoff. So have some fun. Try to get some tailgate trivia in there. As a matter of fact, we did that.
Jackson Hawes scored again.
Against
the Dolphins. He was the trivia answer, and then he scored again. Mm-hmm. It was meaningless, but he did it again.
Yes.
Good for him. 803-0550, the number to call. The big question we've got today is, following the loss on Sunday, do you believe this Bills team has a ceiling, or are they still what they were to start this year? Clear Super Bowl contenders. We'll go back to the phones here. And Jerry, who's been waiting patiently. Jerry, how are we doing, man?
Hey, good morning. the guy a couple of calls ago was funny about giving up. You do know you two touchdowns can't get you 17 points.
Right. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Just what we need to be doing, down 17, trying, and another player gets hurt.
I mean, so I was saying, like, 5 minutes left in the game, I was like, why is Allen still here?
Right. But you know what? McDermott just hit it on the head. All three turnovers occur because we're chasing. The one in the end zone, we would have kicked the field goal. Cook and Allen trying to get extra mm-hmm. yards turns into a fumble. The A-chain had a nice day, but 80 of his yards are bull. They're because we crowded the line to get the ball back, and once he hits that seam, he's gone. In a normal close game, that's a 6-yard run. It is not a 32-yard touchdown or a 48-yard touchdown. Those are false yards. Sure, they calculate, but they're out of desperation, and us chasing is the reason they happen. The main reason I called, though, I think the biggest problem on this team now, and it's by availability and their ability, mm-hmm. the core of this team, from Bernard to Oliver to Milano to Benford to Teron Johnson to Dawkins, are letting us down. Name one of those players you think is having a good year by availability or ability, and they are the core of this team.
No, Jerry, I think you're absolutely right, man. Thanks for the call. You know, funny enough, the one guy that was really like exceeding, I think, maybe people's expectations this year is also a guy who's barely played. So he does fit into this, but it's Ed Oliver. Oliver comes in with, he's notoriously a core player that underachieves. He's too inconsistent.
Right.
But this year, barring injuries, he was phenomenal for them.
It's easy to say that every game he played in, you notice.
But to the availability point of Jerry's call,
he only played three games.
He's only played three games. Michael Hoyt only played seven quarters. I think you could also throw Josh Allen in here as well, as he's not having an equal season to his MVP year last year. Now, to that point, though, and there was a caller yesterday for Shelton the Bulldog, and I think he makes a really good point. The worst thing Allen maybe could have done for his career is winning MVP with last year's roster, with last year's scheme, that maybe having this year, which is still very good. Like, that's the word. He's still very good.
And yet it's so frustrating.
It's so frustrating. Why? Well, the talent's not really there. He's forcing too many things. He's turning the ball over more. The Bills were perfect last year on offense, realistically. The defense was getting takeaways. They had short field positions, and the Bills weren't turning the ball over. So it was constantly, they were just able to have short fields, take advantage of teams, and bully them. And they had to be perfect to do it, running these 10 to 15 play drives to score, where this year, they're not getting as many takeaways, and they're turning the ball over more. And that is now leading to them having to force things on like second and nine, second and eight. They're not having any kind of downfield threat, so all the passing attack is pushed in. The safeties don't really have to do too much in terms of defending a field stretcher. I don't even want to say a speed guy, but just somebody that can do it. Guys like Justin Jefferson, I would not say is a speedster, same with Jamar Chase, but they're both great deep ball threats. So you have to defend that. You have to acknowledge that is going to be a thing. They don't have that. But Allen, to the caller's point, his fumble comes from he's just trying to get more yards. Jalen Hurts had the same thing happen to him last night. Just trying to get more yards. Someone comes in, punches it out. It's a problem. James Cook, he's getting more yards. They're fighting to get back in the game. It's a fumble. His less so in terms of fighting to get more yards. His is just guy comes up from behind him.
He tries to elude it, and there's a guy, great right. pursuit.
Allen is much more of the, he is clearly trying to put the team on his back.
Which
just
is kind of
back.
Funny because he even has two hands on the football.
Yeah.
It's the perfect punch.
But I wholeheartedly agree with Jerry's call. It is core guys not living up to the expectations. Not even living up to the expectations, just meeting the ones they've set.
Meeting the ones they've set.
That's why a lot of these guys got extensions.
And now it's just going to get there. Or meeting the extensions that they were just given. And it is becoming a little bit more of a problematic scenario that I look at three of those five extensions and I think you're not doing what you're being paid to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And they're all on the defensive side of the football. The ones you can go ahead and say, yeah, you're worth every penny right now is James Cook and maybe Khalil Shakir.
I can at least point to Shakir and say, I want to see them use him more.
I want to see you used more
down
the field.
He's not been as efficient. I think a lot of it is just how many yards does he get beyond the line of scrimmage? They just don't use him in that role anymore. I think in part because everyone's dropped in on the offense. No one's stretching the field. So it's all clumped together. And so the best way to get him the ball is these bubble screens, is these quick hit It's not a pretty offense. It works at times because they have an all-pro MVP-level quarterback and they have an all-pro-level running back. That's why it is able to work at times. And others, like we've mentioned, when you stop James Cook, boy, does it look painful. Let's go back to the phones here. Kenny is up next. Kenny, how are we doing, man?
Oh, this is Tim.
Oh, Tim, sorry about that. Tim, how are you doing, man?
No worries. I'm good. Thanks for having me on, guys. Mm-hmm. I just want to get your thoughts here. You know, I really, truly, and you know, the timing of this is impeccable, but I really think it has nothing to do with the whole Brian Daboll thing getting fired. I just want to know your thoughts. Do you think that Joe Brady is coaching for a job here for the remainder of the year? Because I know that, you know, he's some favorited for at like some college stops and things like that. You know, to be honest with you, I went back and looked because I wasn't entirely sure, but I totally forgot that he actually got fired from Carolina with like five games left under Matt Rhule. The offense just doesn't look great. I know they're scoring a lot of points, and to your point right before I got on, like if James Cook is clicking, this offense looks totally different, but just the spacing and everything looks really, really hard. And I just remember under Daboll, like, we would have guys running down the field, and then you'd get that Cole Beasley, like, deep dig route that was just, like, always available, and Josh always seemed more comfortable. I don't know, guys. I'm throwing a lot at you here, but is he coaching for a job here? Because I don't think that they would hesitate to make a move after the season, not necessarily Daboll, but just getting some fresh eyes in here, right. And your quarterback looks depressed, man. Like, figure it out. Thanks. Yeah.
Tim, thanks for the call, man. You know, I've been saying this with Brady, maybe not necessarily coaching for his job. I didn't think he was having like a Bobby Slowick type year. And if you don't get that reference, Slowick 2 years ago was the belle of the ball in terms of these young OCs coming up. C.J. Stroud in his rookie year made him look incredible. Year two, it's such a regression. He's fired at the end of the year. I don't know if that's Brady. However, there are, for me, and I talked about this a few times now on different shows, but I think there's too many openings for him that I think he could be a real favorite for. Penn State, LSU being the two major college jobs, there will be more NFL jobs that open up. I think he could go. I will say, though, the longer the season goes on, and if there is a real regression, if this team all of a sudden winds up in the wild card and they lose and they don't even win a playoff game this year.
And it's the context that the offense is the reason.
I could absolutely see that happening. This team also fired Ken Dorsey in the middle of the season when all of the numbers did look good, but the eye test was telling you, oh boy, this is a struggle. The numbers looked fine.
And yet, oddly enough, yeah, we're at that point where, say, the offense continues its struggles through the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We've already gotten our public vote of confidence.
Yeah. Yeah, and to be perfectly honest, every time McDermott talks, I'm more curious now every time he speaks because, man, he is veiling some things. I mean, he is going non-answers for a lot of stuff that, to me at least, points to, oh, it's the more negative answer, but
you're protecting publicly.
And that's the job of the head coach. The head coach should not be throwing everyone under the bus. This is not soccer. Soccer coaches can do that and do it often.
You are football not John Tortorella. Not so you don't need to hear it
but
in the NFL.
Even the stuff yesterday, Matt Parrino, who's friend of the show, friend of the station, asked about Keon Coleman and the effort stuff. McDermott, you know, acknowledged that, you know, it's not always the best, but it's handled internally. You know, when it needs to be addressed, it is addressed.
When he knows, I let him know.
Yep.
If I'm not satisfied.
On the postgame, do you think this is a championship roster? I love these players. I love this team. Okay, that is not a yes or a no, but it is way closer to a no.
That is, you're protecting your guys and you're trying to do what you need to do there. And I think that is something that most coaches will do publicly.
Yeah.
It is, however, getting to a point where, yeah, I am starting to wonder how much of a philosophical difference there is between the head coach and the front office.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Real quick, though, on Daboll.
Yep.
I'm cool if he comes in as a consultant, you know, senior offensive assistant. He may want to do that. He may also want to just take the season, collect himself, and get ready for the coaching cycle. Because I think he will be a hot name for an OC for a number of teams. And there have always been rumblings that him and McDermott don't get along super well. I am still maintaining, and Sunday didn't change anything for me, if McDaniel was fired in Miami, that's who I want as an OC. Because for me, I think they need new blood brought into the coaching staff. Too much. They go back to the same old coaches and the same old players. Bring someone in with new ideas, with different ideas. He was not a good head coach. He is not a good head coach. He's not fired yet, McDaniel. But he was a very good offensive coordinator. And I think the players that they have right now, Josh Allen, James Cook, I think they can really make that work with McDaniel year one. Bringing him in also pushes more towards you need receiver help to get to run this offense. Let's do it. I think they could be a really good marriage. Dable, though, also could be a good one. I have less love for that because it would be going to the same old, same old. Old guy got fired, we'll bring him back in. Old guy gets cut, we'll bring him back in.
I will say yes and no on that because Dable is brought in as an outside voice.
He is.
Originally.
He is, yep.
And I would say technically he is again.
He would be, but this would be...
It is hiring back into the tree.
He would still be good. I wouldn't complain. I would have less juice for it because it would sort of fit the template for them.
It would fit the template for them, but it's also, hey, I know what I'm working with here.
Yeah.
And that goes to both parties, the team and Dable. Dable can go in and go, I know what I'm working with here.
Right. 803-0550, the number two call. We do have primetime players come up at the top of the hour. Also, of course, going to keep taking your calls on if you think this Bills team has hit a ceiling following their loss on Sunday, or are they still, or should they still be considered a clear Super Bowl contender like they were at the start of the year? Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.